explain how I happen to be here. It might take the blame off me a bit. You understand? It might disarm criticism a bit. You understand? And you won't expect anything sort of too sophisticated. Now, in the... Now, please. This is going to be a rowdy-do. I can sense it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you see, every year they have these drama awards, the Evening Standard Drama Awards at the Savoy, the hotel. Well, there are so many cafes of that name now. This is the and it's they have a dinner there. They have a dinner, a sort of dinner thing, you know, and they give these drama awards away, and it's a good do, it's a very good do, and I'm free, so I'm there, and at the end of this evening, I'm always asked to give a little speech. I give just a few jokes and things. I always give this speech every year, you know, and it's, I always look forward to this, because it's the nearest thing I get to a West End appearance these days. It's like a sort of annual pilgrimage to Mecca. And this particular year, this last year, see, I've done this stint, this little bit, and I was standing outside afterwards in the foyer, sort of looking sort of nonchalant, you know, and this young lad came over to me, and quite a presentable boy, quite a nice type, you know, and he said, I was wondering if I could introduce myself. He said, I'm Cook. So I said, oh, it was a lovely meal. I said, well, you loved it. So he really did. He said, no, I'm Peter Cook. You see, so I said, well, we still enjoyed the meal. Then, of course, you see, the penny dropped. I suddenly realised, of course, that's the chap who runs this place, you know. Or fronts for it, or whatever he does. I don't know. I don't pry. You know, I don't pry. I take the money at the end of the week and I go. You know what I mean? After all, what they do is their business. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to God it was mine, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, that's the point. No, anyway, so this lad, Peter Cook, he said to me, we were all watching you tonight, it's all four, and he said, and we thought it was rather amusing. So I said, oh, you see, so I unbent as well, and I said, oh. And no, well, I mean, see, I can be gracious too when I want to. Anyhow, he said, I was wondering, well, if you care to do a season at the establishment. I thought if I stuttered long enough, he might mention money, you see. The lips were pursed, my darlings, the lips were pursed. And I thought to myself, after a season, a season. Because, I mean, I've often been asked to do a tour or work a week somewhere, or even stand up and give a turn. But I've never been asked to do a season anyway. You see, and I thought, you never know, I might be another Joyce Grenfell eventually. An evening with Frankie. No, you get these delusions of grandeur. Anyway, the thing was, please, ladies and gentlemen, don't think I've got anything against this place. I haven't. Don't get the wrong impression. I have nothing against this place. Don't think I have for one minute. Oh, no. I mean, I think it'll be very nice here when it's finished. I mean, it's very... They told me the sets have all been done by this C and Kenny. And I mean, she's very clever, I know. I find it very wooden here. Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to watch this sight of one comedian laughing at another one. It's very rare. Very rare. And of course, writing it down at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, no. Anyway, I haven't got very far. Anyway, no. So anyway, I find it very stark here, you know. I don't think so. It's very wooden. Very sort of military looking, this place. Don't you think all these wooden things? I mean, you expect the orderly officer around any moment, I find. What's the food like? Is that sick as well? Well, you think, I'll tell you something, you think this is shabby. You ought to see the kitchen. God help us. They're very shrewd, because they get the food it's sent in from next door. They're not fools. But you see next door, God help us. I'm sorry, no, I'm being silly now. I'm sorry, no. I'm being stupid. Now, I tell you what, there's so much bitterness in the world today, all this, and I don't believe in all this knocking and viciousness, you know. I find these days, it's unless you're sort of, you know, bitter, you're not considered artistic, you know. And I've always found this. And I mean, I'm not that kind of a comedian. I'm more the lovable kind, you know. Sort of cuddlesome, you know. Well, don't take a vote on it. Anyway, the thing was this. Shut up, you. Anyway, listen. Listen. Yes. Is he trying to steal the act? Is he trying to steal the limelight, do you think? No, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, no, the thing was this. I mean, there's so much bitterness. In any case, I mean, I've got nothing against this place. I said the only... Well, I mean, admittedly. You get some odd people here. I'm not that I pry, as I say. I keep myself to myself. I think it's best. Don't you? Keep yourself to yourself. That's all I say. You don't get into any mischief, do you? Unfortunately. But I mean... as I say, I've got nothing against the place. And, of course, it was rather funny. Would you mind if I sat down? I tell you why, I could sit, couldn't I? Because I'm not rushing around. I'm not sort of doing any clowning. I'm not loping around like Jonathan Miller. So I'm able to sit down. Besides, for the money they're paying me, I should be dynamic. Anyway, no. So I was talking to this Peter Cook boy. And, you know, and... Actually, a very nice lad, very clever. Very clever. Oh, all those boys are, those beyond the fringe. You know, all the four just men. I don't know. All the four men, just. But I mean, I don't know. Anyway. But, I mean, very clever, these boys. I mean, I saw this show. I mean, I think they're very clever. I think they should turn professional because they drive. They've got this great drive, you know, and they improve. They improve. That's what I like about them. And they tell me now they've learned to put on makeup. They tell me. Learned to put on makeup. And soon they're going to use it on the stage. They've got this enormous actor's skill. You know, they all like that. Anything like that. Oh, everything like that, yes. The only thing, of course, as I say, and because I was rather funny, because I was talking to Peter Cook. That's the one who does it full time. But we and I were sort of... No, actually, we're having what is known here as a drinky. We're having a drinky. out in the porchy. And he said, look, he said, when you open here, he said, at the Stabbers, he said, when you open here, yes, that we didn't go into. I said, when you open here at the Stabbers, he said, what are you going to do? So he said, I said, what do you mean, do? He said, well, what material are you going to work? That's a word he's picked up, you see, work. So I said, I should get the old clip factory going. I said, I expect we shall find something vaguely titterable, I hope. I hope the titters will flow freely. So he said, well, He said, I was wondering if we could have a quiet titter now among ourselves, some sort of preview titter. I thought, oh, he means an audition titter. So I said, all right, yeah, sure. So, I mean, I know. So I said, I'll do one for you now. What I'm going to do, you see, I said, I don't know if this may be too sophisticated for your lot, but I said, well, try this. Now, you see, as I would be here, like he would be there, you see, I would be, and we did this, and this is the one. I said, the gamekeeper going through the woods, with his gun, you see, looking for game to shoot, of course, you see. And he comes across this copse, and there's this girl, a beautiful girl, lovely, and no clothes on, in this copse. She looked at him, you see, and he looked at her. He said, excuse me, are you game? So she said, yes. So he shot her.